Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The campaign for Mosul continues amid IS counterattacks. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq on Friday killed at least 11 people, while 6 Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar earlier attack on a police compound and other locations in the city of Kirkuk. At least 5 suicide bombers attacked the main police headquarters. One of them was shot dead by police before he managed to explode his suicide vest. The Islamic State group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. The attacks are looked upon as counterattacks for the Iraqi government's campaign to reclaim Mosul. In the meantime, the Iraqi city of Karbala, inside the holy shrine of Imam Hussein, who was the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, Abdul Mehdi Karbalai delivers a message from the top Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. He said, "We stress today our beloved fighters, as we have before on many occasions, that they exercise the greatest degree of restraint in dealing with civilians stuck in the areas where there is fighting. Protect them and prevent any harm to them by all possible means. We call upon the good people of Mosul to cooperate with the security forces as much as possible and to facilitate their mission." In Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby addressed the situation in Mosul.
Which is an Iraqi offensive. It's an Iraqi campaign plan, an Iraqi strategy. And we have been nothing but supportive of Prime Minister Abadi's efforts to provide the command and control infrastructure he needs in order to conduct this successfully. It's ongoing. It's going to be, we believe, still a tough fight.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, and this is